You'd have a hard time finding presidential candidates in the state this past weekend. Most were in Iowa, ahead of the caucus. But that does not mean campaigns ignored New Hampshire, particularly Hillary Clinton's. The Clinton campaign staged a statewide get-out-the-vote effort over the weekend. Two NHPR reporters spent time at a few of those events. We'll start with Paige Sutherland in Concord.
Almost three dozen separate events with thousands of volunteers in just over 1 week left. That sums up the Hillary Clinton campaign this past weekend.
They are going to vote. It's just a matter of who they will vote for. So we need to make sure that we're persuading them to actually vote for Hillary. All right, let's go crush it.
But in addition to rank-and-file volunteers, several members of Congress, governors, and other elected officials from across the Northeast, as well as a handful of celebrities, joined the campaign. Ted Danson, star of the 80s sitcom Cheers and CSI, was among the group that gathered Friday night for a phone banking session in Concord.
If I had the whatever to tell you how to vote, I would. I don't. I can share with you my 22 years of friendship that came from marrying my wife, Mary Steenburgen, who's known the Clintons for 36, 37 years, raised kids together. Bill gave her away at our wedding. Truly family friends.
Danson, who's also an environmental activist, used his personal link to rebuke claims that Hillary Clinton is not to be trusted.
She's truly the most trustworthy person I've ever met, most loyal. In the midst of saving the world and being Secretary of State, she would still find time out of friendship to come and support the work that I'm doing with an organization called Oceana.
After rallying up the phone bankers and signing autographs from any campaign volunteers, Danson settled in for an evening drink at a restaurant just down the road. The name? Cheers, of course.
I'm Jack Rodolico. The next morning, Saturday in Nashua, about 500 people, many members of a carpenters union, gathered in an elementary school gym. Their plan was to canvass just about the entire city of Nashua.
So those of you who have packets in your hand right now, let's get out the door.
So you guys going together?
Yes.
Awesome. So you have Ward 4, Turf 9. Okay.
Governor Maggie Hassan and Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy were also there to get the crowd ready. Flyers and maps in hand, volunteers from all over New England hit the streets.
Hey, the fortune's in the follow-up.
Kendall Edwards came up from Boston.
Honestly, just to support the movement. You know, what I like about the union is, you know, it's a brotherhood. So as far as what Hillary has to say, her message, I feel like it's in alignment with what, you know, what we're about.
Around the same time in Manchester, another Bostonian had already begun knocking on doors.
How are you? Sorry to bother you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Marty Walsh, mayor of Boston. How are you?
Hi, I'm Ken Rigmaid,
the general president of the Painters Union.
Okay.
We're here today for the Hillary Clinton campaign.
This was Walsh's third time canvassing for Clinton in New Hampshire. So far, the Boston mayor has knocked on dozens of doors. And he's meeting some Democrats who are still making up their minds on who to vote for, like Mark Balech.
Still a bit undecided about Hillary Clinton.
All right.
But
well, we want you to consider voting for her.
We wait till that last moment. That
I like that.
Moment in the booth. So
I know you're going to vote Democratic.
I have never voted alternatively.
Actually, when you pull that lever, or however you vote, or flip that card, think about the general election, too. It's about winning that big one.
A few hours later on Saturday afternoon, and the door knocking continued, though with fewer celebrities and high-profile mayors. In Salem, Massachusetts State Treasurer Deb Goldberg got a couple dozen canvassers fired up.
Knock on those doors, persuade the person on the other side. So remember what I always do at the end. We do a group hug. Come on in, everybody. Group hug. We do a group hug.
At this point in the primary race, the campaign is targeting certain houses, houses where they believe voters are most likely to vote for Clinton. Norma Shulman of Framingham, Massachusetts, is working with three other volunteers.
We have 37 doors on one list and 44 on the other. And we hope to reach everyone that needs to have a conversation.
Multiply those numbers by thousands of volunteers stretching across the state in the final days of this campaign. And these Clinton volunteers say one thing is working in their favor. No matter where they go, everybody knows their candidate's name. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.
And I'm Paige Sutherland.